The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We're going to be chatting with Mr. Winfred Nicholas Morris. All right, Mr. Morris is the Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs and in the Office of the Prime Minister. And this conversation this morning has to do with the official visit of the India Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, this morning. So we say good morning to you, Mr. Nicholas, sir.
Hi, good morning, Davey. Thank you for having me, and special good morning to all of your listeners.
This is going to be a very, very great visit for us this morning. I hope, that Trinidad and Tobago truly embrace the opportunity. Now, could you begin by introducing yourself and setting the stage for Prime Minister Modi's visit to Trinidad and Tobago?
Right, well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Again, thank you for having me. I am Nicholas Morris, the Parliamentary Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister, as well as the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, as well as the Member of Parliament for Mayaro. And this morning, I am here to really represent the government in this very special day, because we are being visited by Sri Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of the Republic of India. Now, today's visit is a very special one because it represents two things. It's based on a shared, first of all, it's based on our strong diplomatic relations we've always shared with the people of India from 1962 to now. Sri Narendra Modi will be the fourth Prime Minister to visit Trinidad, Indian Prime Minister to visit Trinidad and Tobago. Secondly, again, I mean, everyone knows we share some very deep cultural and historical links with the Republic of India. But I think the most important thing this morning for our visit, the most important thing about this visit is that it will open a pathway for development for the people of Trinidad and Tobago. And I want to expand on that. The Republic of India, so this is not just a visit based on cultural and historical backgrounds, not a visit based on diplomacy, but the Republic of India is the fourth largest economy in the world. Sri Narendra Modi is a global leader who has been inspiring on the global stage in aspects of in issues of governance, agricultural development, AI technology, trade, and other aspects within India. Mm-hmm. And when the Honorable Prime Minister of India visits Trinidad and Tobago, the government of Trinidad and Tobago will engage with the government of India to ensure that we can have development for the people of Trinidad and Tobago. What we are essentially doing, Davey, is opening pathways to development. Because tomorrow, beside the cultural and historical shows we will see in next coming 24 hours, there's a very critical session tomorrow. After the Prime Minister of India addresses that joint assembly of the both houses of parliament, he will then engage in the signing of a number of MOUs with the Honorable Prime Minister and the government of Trinidad and Tobago. Those MOUs are based on issues such as healthcare, digital technology, AI technology, culture and tourism, disaster management, education and training. And I want to break this down. What we are doing here, Davey, is that this government is 2 months old. And we have promised the people of this country that we would better their standard of living. We would increase their opportunities. We would increase their jobs. We would increase economic development. And what you're seeing here within the very first 2 months of our governance, under the vision of the Honorable Kamala Prasad Bisesa, a global leader from a major economy, a major nation, is visiting this country. So it represents that our foreign policy is to make Trinidad and Tobago more attractive on the global stage and produce pathways for opportunity for the people of Trinidad and Tobago.
Interesting. I love the fact about the MOUs being signed, the fact that he will be addressing Parliament and all of these things. And when it comes down to the rich history, I was going to ask you to elaborate on the foundational aspects of this relationship, but I think you covered that quite nicely this morning.
Matter of fact, Davey, if you'd permit me, we have shared diplomatic relations with India since 1962. But in saying that, the people of India, the government of India, and the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago have also shared a number of government-to-government relationships over the years. During the pandemic, the government of India donated 40,000 vaccines to us here in Trinidad and Tobago. The government of India, through its iTech program, has consistently assisted Trinidad and Tobago and other regional governments throughout the Caribbean in training public servants and other administrative staff in the area of public admin. Mm-hmm. We have seen over the years, the government of India has worked with Trinidad and Tobago to support our agricultural sector and trade. But I want to also just stick a pin to really conceptualize or contextualize this visit. The Indian Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi, Excellency Modi is actually traveling to Brazil to attend the BRICS summit. So he's actually traveling to Brazil, which is close to Trinidad and Tobago. And when the government of Trinidad and Tobago, when we took office, led by the Honourable Prime Minister, as well as the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sean Sobers, and kudos and congratulations must go out to Minister Sobers for his diligent, proactive work on foreign policy. When we saw that Prime Minister Modi was traveling to Brazil, the Honourable Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago would have engaged and written to Prime Minister Modi, inviting him to visit Trinidad and Tobago for dialogue. And that dialogue is happening today and tomorrow. And I just want to remind our listeners that where we will find common ground with the Republic of India, with Sri Narendra Modi, with between Trinidad and Tobago, is the fact that we have at least bilateral trade of over $1.2 billion between the both countries, where we have undertaken a lot of their pharmaceutical products, a lot of their textiles, a lot of their precious gems and so on. But pharmaceuticals is key to the healthcare of this country, where on the other hand, we as a country have sold them petrochemicals over the years, steel and so on. So our country is not only grounded in the historical factor, it's on our relationship, sorry, between two countries, is not only grounded in the historical factors or grounded in the diplomatic factors. There's a very important trade component. And that trade component now, especially with India being the fourth largest economy, with India having 1.4 billion people, that opens a market for our businesses within Trinidad and Tobago to expand in the expand their horizon. Because again, this whole visit, Davey, it is not just for culture and historical reasons. It is just part of this government's foreign policy to ensure we open pathways for Trinidad and Tobago with our international allies, and that we can lead development, that we can rebuild our economy, and more so benefit the standard of living for all Trinbegonians.
You know, I want to really congratulate the Honorable the Prime Minister on this, because getting this type of visit from these international leaders does speak well for us and keep the international eyes on. It opens the economy to diversification outside of the what we will call the industrial type of income that, and streams of income that we look at, especially in the oil and gas fields. So let's look a little bit about the historical and connections that manifest in present day for Trinidad and Tobago. We talk a lot about the history, but how does that manifest to present day as it relates to this visit coming in here?
Yes, okay. So, you know, I want to actually just kind of start from where you left off there. First of all, I think I agree with you fully. This is a big moment for the government. We are just 2 months in, and within the very first 2 months, the Prime Minister's vision has been able to attract a global leader, at least the leader of the fourth largest economy of the world. And secondly, Prime Minister Modi is actually on his way from Ghana. He's just visited Ghana. He received the highest award in Ghana.
He did.
And it shows that Prime Minister Modi is a global leader of global impact. So to have a leader like Prime Minister Modi within our borders, it shows that Trinidad and Tobago is being recognized as a global ally. And you've asked me directly, and I agree with you, we move away from the historical factor. Where does that peg us today? Our government is focused on bringing the people of Trinidad and Tobago up to 2025. What does that mean? When we took office, we would have launched the Ministry of Public Administration and AI, because we believe it is now, we are in the digital age. We have to ensure that our young people can be given the technology, given the training, not only young people, but our people on the whole, the training to adapt, to benefit and grasp that digital age. India is a leader in AI technology, and we believe in those MOUs tomorrow, we can benefit from corporate AI. India is a leader in renewable energy. It is the vision of this government. While we bolster our oil and gas sector, we also will be looking how to diversify in areas of renewable energy. India is a leader in renewable energy. Some of the MOUs tomorrow will focus on discussing issues such as that. But healthcare is very, very big for this government. And I just want to stick a pin there. I spoke about AI technology and digital technology. What you have seen recently, 1 week ago, this government brought its media review. Two things stuck out in that media review for us, Davey. We would have allocated money to buy laptops for students. It shows the commitment to AI technology and digital technology, which will be discussed with the government and the Prime Minister of India. But there's another thing we did in that mid-year review. We also allocated money for there to be expanded hours for some health centers throughout Trinidad and Tobago, because this government is focusing on healthcare, revamping the healthcare system. India has been a leader in the pharmaceutical world. They have been a leader in expanding healthcare to reach grassroots communities within India. And we believe in those MOUs tomorrow, when we discuss healthcare, we can again have very good, cemented, well-defined cooperation on how to benefit the people of Trinidad and Tobago's healthcare system, just as we will in terms of AI technology. But tomorrow, there'll also be discussions, and again, this will be brought to the forefront. But again, it is this government's policy to focus on education and training. These are some of the issues we will engage with India, because India, especially Sri Narendra Modi, Prime Minister Modi, has been very inspirational on the global stage, but especially within India, in how he has reached out to his country and his constituents and his citizens in ensuring education has expanded to all communities. And we will discuss certain things with the Prime Minister. So tomorrow, Davey, I want to make it very clear for our country and to actually, you know, excite the country that this is not just a visit for cultural and historical reasons or based on diplomacy.
Or symbolic.
Yeah. You know, there will be a lot of that, which will be good for diaspora, which also could be for global community. But tomorrow will be a very important day for this country, because after Sri Narendra Modi addresses both houses of parliament, after he receives the highest award of Trinidad and Tobago, he will engage with those bilateral meetings. He will engage in bilateral meetings with the Honourable Prime Minister. And I want the people of this country to know that the Honourable Prime Minister, Kamala Prasad Bisesa, has set a robust agenda to discuss with Prime Minister Modi in how we can improve, again, their standard of living, their healthcare, their education, their quality of education. Even disaster management and trade is on the cards tomorrow in those bilateral discussions. So what you're seeing here is a two-prong approach or a two-prong... it's a two phases of this visit. It is three, actually. One, to redefine and strengthen that diplomatic relationship we've shared with the Republic of India from 1962. Secondly, it's to rekindle and appreciate the cultural heritage and the cultural links we've shared with India. But thirdly, and most importantly, it is this government defining a new pathway for economic development, getting opportunities for the people of Trinidad and Tobago, because all foreign policy will be based on making Trinidad and Tobago attractive again and a leader within the region.
The thing about it is, I wanted to get some of the specific opportunities that this partnership with India for Trinidad and Tobago would foster, and I think you covered it quite nicely in the field of health, education, and AI technology. Just yesterday, or the last 2 days, Cham had a tech hub summit at the Hyatt Regency, and a lot of talks around AI and its integration within the workspace. So these type of conversations is necessary, and I'm very happy. Now, with the tangible outcomes and agreements expected from this visit, what can Trinidad and Tobago look forward to next week Monday in terms of government's report on what you think would have happened with this conversation, these MOUs?
I think what we can expect as soon as Friday evening, it has been the track record of the Honourable Prime Minister to be very accountable to the people of this country. It has also been the track record of the Honourable Prime Minister as a leader, a parliamentarian, and as a statesperson to ensure that discussion becomes development. So what the people of this country can expect, it is a roadmap based on these MOUs in how we can improve our education sector, how we can improve, again, AI technology that will be delivered to the people of this country, and also our healthcare system. Now, these MOUs are very technical, and I will leave that for the Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs to discuss as we go along tomorrow. But what I can assure the people of Trinidad and Tobago, it is that there will be well-defined positions that will actually show what the people of this country will benefit based from those bilaterals tomorrow. And I can tell you, one of the key things about the bilateral meetings tomorrow is the fact that they're all people-centered. And what I mean by that is that the MOUs of the vision of this government is to ensure that every single community can benefit. It's not just to benefit one sector or to benefit some constituencies. It is across the board. all 41 constituencies of Trinidad and Tobago. Every single citizen of Trinidad and Tobago will benefit from those discussions tomorrow and will also benefit from the MOUs, which will be signed tomorrow.
I know it will be remiss of me if I didn't ask you the question as to how soon in the future we can expect to see these, as you mentioned, these conversations turn into developments. But I guess that can only happen after we have those diplomatic convos
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, diplomacy and politics are two different realms that operate at two different pieces. But again, what I give the people of this country, the assurance, is that two things, three things actually. Within the space of 2 months, you have seen that this government has created a space and is welcoming a foreign leader. The first of many, because it is the vision of our foreign minister and our prime minister and our foreign policy to encourage foreign leaders and global allies to be stronger partners with Trinidad and Tobago. What I can assure the people of Trinidad and Tobago is that this visit and the planning of this visit has been well thought out. There has been a number of technocrats. And today I really would like to, on behalf of the government, because I represent the government today, thank all of the public servants and all of the officials and all of the workers from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and from every single government ministry, from every single public office and even the private sector who, Davey, are at this very minute right now working to ensure that this state visit, which comes off this evening, is well executed. There are a number of officials, people
and
like
protocols
our,
that has to be followed.
Yeah, I mean, people like our chief of protocol, the protocol staff for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, people at the office of the Prime Minister, the PS at the office of the office of the Prime Minister. There are so many people who are working tirelessly, and today we tell them thank you because we are on their shoulders today. We stand proudly on their shoulders to say today to get this visit done to benefit the country. And today we say thank you to them. We say thank you to them as well.
Indeed so. Of course, Minister, in closing, what is the overarching vision for the future of a relationship between Trinidad and Tobago and India following this historic visit?
You know, I'll tell you one thing. You know, as I've said, we've shared diplomatic relations since 1962. We've shared cultural relations. I mean, a major part of our culture comes from India. You know, that's the diverse beauty of this country, where we share so many aspects of different regions of the world. And one thing I'll tell you, the vision going forward, and I want to use a cricketing term here, because if there's one thing that is loved very much in India,
cricket.
Is cricket, and our cricketers from Trinidad and Tobago.
I said that this morning.
You know, Brian Lara, Nicholas Puran, Pollard Bravo, who have all been captains and some of the IPL teams there. I think in IPL terms, you can see a Super Six relationship where what you will see is that the governor of Trinidad and Tobago will continue to liaise with through our High Commission here, to the India's High Commission here, and with the government of India to ensure that there's mutual benefit where we can open pathways for businesses, for people, and also for the talent of this country to access the markets and the opportunities in India, and to likewise build that mutual relationship with India. So again, I think this relationship must be summed up in what I can say it is to really promote, benefit, and develop the diverse beauty and talent of this country. Today, Trinidad and Tobago is on show as a nation. It is not just one set of people, it's not just one part, it's not just the government. It is our country on show today, because today we are going to show. Today is a day where we actually, you know, are proud to be Trinidadians, because we will demonstrate our beauty too. It's not just Sri Narendra Modi and the Indian government on show. It's really the people of Trinidad and Tobago on show. So today, it's bilateral relations and also bilateral pride on both sides of the fence.
And my final question, Sri Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, departs here on Friday afternoon.
Yes.
When he leaves our shore, in your official capacity as Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of CARICOM Affairs and, of course, in the Prime Minister's office, what is that one takeaway you would love the Indian Prime Minister to remember about our people?
I think what I love the Indian Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi, and any global leader and any person to take away from Trinidad and Tobago, especially anybody who climbs on a plane from Piarco, the one I want to take away is that the people of Trinidad and Tobago are the most diverse, but beautiful and talented people in this world. And I believe we are, and I know they will see it on display today, and that is the one thing that this government, that is our aim, to ensure that we can groom the people of this country to show the beautiful and talented and diverse beauty we are. So,
you know, I don't have an idea much as to what protocols will be followed this afternoon on his arrival a little after 3. But I know this is an official state visit, so I'm not even sure if he'll have time to visit any tourism parts of the island before he leaves.
It is going to be a very
tight
schedule. But what I can tell you is that upon the Prime Minister's, upon his arrival, he will, after engaging with the government and so on, he will this evening be going to Kuva at the stadium to engage with the diaspora and all of members of the community wish to see him. So I think while there's a very tight schedule and he will not be able to see the beauty of our tourist sites and so on, but I think the most important thing you get to see the beauty of our people, and our people is on display today and tomorrow.
Mr. Morris, I want to say thank you so much for passing through and sharing this insight this morning. If there's any final thoughts you wish to share with us before you depart, we'll accept that now.
No, I just want to thank you very much. Thank you very much for welcoming me today on behalf of the government. And again, I just reiterate that today's visit really reiterates the government's vision for the people of this country to open those global pathways to ensure that the diverse talent of our people is recognized, appreciated, and promoted to ensure the best standard of living for our country.
I thank you very much, Mr. Morris, and that concludes our interview.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.